It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube as well at the Team 980. And on Fridays, we always ask a question. What's at stake for the Commanders in their game today, or on Sunday, I beg your pardon, as they take on the Chicago Bears? And it is, it's a question that I think is interesting because we, don't know whether Jaden Daniels is going to play. And I think a lot of people would feel one way if he plays, one way if he's not. Like, if he doesn't play and they win, like, oh, my God, what found gold. Sweet. If he plays and they lose, well, then it's like a real loss and a real hit. They're not going to be like, oh, well, he was hurt, and unless he's out there and obviously, like, not 100%, and that ultimately is impacting the outcome. So in some ways, it's hard to answer this right now. But, Anthony, I do think it's worth giving our best shot. And again, the latest news on Daniels is that he is likely going to be listed as questionable. And I think actually that might have just come out, the injury report. So I'm going to double click on this real quick. Oh man, that's a bummer. Thursday Night Football last night, Christian Darrisaw, this just in, he tore his ACL and MCL. So he's out for the season, their star left tackle. So we have the, official injury designation as of like 5 minutes ago. Commanders are listing Jaden Daniels as questionable for Sunday. Dorrance Armstrong, also questionable. Brandon Coleman is out with a concussion. Those are the three that we've been looking at all week. So the fact that he's questionable, he's not doubtful, he's not obviously out, like there's a chance that he really plays. So, Anthony, if Jaden Daniels plays, and we assume that if he's playing, he's healthy, what's at stake for the Commanders on Sunday? If they win, what does it mean? If they lose, what does it mean?
I think offensively, I don't think we're too worried about how the offense will do with or without Jaden Daniels.
Who's we on that? Because I sure as bleep am.
What'd you say?
I said I sure am. Like, who's we on that? I'm very concerned about the offense without Jaden against this particular Chicago defense.
I mean, that's fair. I might have got a little too far out over my skis. But I do trust Cliff to call a good game just to, you know, make Marcus comfortable. That's more so like what I was getting at. But I think from a defensive standpoint, I think the teams that we've, you know, beaten up on, I think those were the teams we need to beat on. I think from a defensive standpoint, this is a great test, and it's going to tell us whether or not we can, you know, contend with some of the best teams in the NFL. Not to say the Bears are, you know, one of those teams, but they've been playing pretty good. They're coming off a bye week. So I'm more so like looking at it from a defensive standpoint in terms of where we'll trek or progress during the rest of the season.
I think that's a good point because I do think that the defense, this is a good enough challenge that it's not Cleveland, it's not Carolina last week where you can just beat up on them and they're barely NFL caliber. This is a real NFL offense with real NFL players up and down the roster. Now, it's not an elite offense by any stretch. Do not let their performance against the Jags and the Panthers fool you. And if all of a sudden you look like the Jags and the Panthers against this Bears offense, that is a bad sign for you, because if there's something you don't want to look like in 2024, it's the Panthers or the Jags. So I do think that that is a good point. I also do wonder, though, how much the Daniels for Mariota offensive efficiency switch impacts the defense. I think part of how this defense has been good this year is they've been in good situations from a game flow score standpoint, and they've also been kept off the field. I mean, that was a huge problem last season, is they were just on the field forever because Bieniemy kept just pass, 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 punt, pass, 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 punt, pass, pass, run, punt. Run, pass, 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 field goal. Cool. Like, that's what it was last year. This year, it's like run, pass, pass, run, pass, run, touchdown. Pass, run, pass, 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 run, run, touchdown. Like, the drives are so much longer, and the defense is on the field so much less that if all of a sudden Marcus is missing a couple extra throws and they're going three and out more often, can this defense hold up in some extra possessions? I was asked an interesting question earlier today. There's a program that we have. Why did I just say program like my grandmother does and I'm 100 years old? There's a show that is on the Odyssey app on the weekends hosted by my guy Andrew Filippone. It's a FanDuel radio show, and we tape something today, which either you'll hear on Sunday or we'll redo live on Sunday because all of a sudden Jaden is going to be playing and everything we said is not going to make as much sense. But the total in this game, Anthony, is only like 43.5. And Andrew asks me, he goes, which do you think Washington would favor, the over or the under? In other words, what's a better situation for Washington, the over or the under, that 43.5 or whatever the number is on Sunday, somewhere in that range? And I was like, I think it's the over, because I think they don't mind a track meet. And I think if they can get going offensively and start scoring a bunch of points, their defense is set up better that way in a Caleb Williams is chasing the game versus a grind it out, slow, you know, punt fest where there's a million possessions in the game and you're just more likely to give up big plays that way. Like, they're bend but don't break. The less opportunities you have to break, the better. And so if they can be in a higher scoring game where Chicago's got to take some more chances, I think that risk reward can tilt the risk in Washington's favor. And to me, that's like actually one of the huge keys to the game. The other big thing we always ask on Friday is like, what's the key to the game? I think there is a sweet spot of aggression for Joe Witt Jr. defensively. And I don't know exactly what it is. I just know it exists somewhere and it's his job to find it. That's why he makes what he makes. And I sit here in front of a microphone and make what I make. But you gotta light Caleb up a little bit. You want to invite him to throw deep a little bit because he'll give you a chance to catch an arm punt and go the other way. But I also don't want to be the team that he finds the deep ball against. And with DJ Moore and Keenan Allen and Rome Odunze against these corners, I am very, very averse to putting those guys in a ton of one-on-one, man-to-man situations.
Yeah, I think that's in part, you know, why I felt this was, you know, a nice test for the defense, because again, we know what DJ Moore does against poor corners. We know what he did.
I seriously don't understand why they're wearing those black jerseys again. Like, man. DJ Moore is going to see those jerseys that he saw last year on Thursday night.
Oh my gosh.
Like, oh, goody, goody gumdrops. I like this.
8 catches, 230, 10 targets, 3 touchdowns.
Ugh.
Man. But yeah, so you got DJ Moore, you also got Keenan Allen, and then also Cole Kmet, who has been targeted. Craig, he's been targeted 29 times, and he has 26 receptions. That's pretty impressive.
That's real good.
So again, I think this is going to be a good test for the defense. If it is a track meet, though, we're definitely probably going to need Jaden at QB. Or unless, you know, we can sustain, get our running game going, because they are susceptible against the run. They've given up 90, 100 yards to running backs the entire season. So maybe if that's our game plan, but a track meet, I think Jaden is going to be our best bet.
Well, of course, Jaden's your best bet. Like, he's a better quarterback. There's in a slog it out game, Jaden's your best bet. He's just the better quarterback. I do think the run game is the biggest thing for what, like, thing I feel best about this weekend. Washington running the football on Chicago. They're not a great run defense. They've been exceptional against the pass, but they have given up a ton of chunk plays this year, and Washington has been as good as any team in the league outside of Baltimore, basically, at getting chunk plays on the ground. And that is one part of the game that Marcus not does as well as Jaden, because he's not quite as explosive if you were to break one in the open field. Like, they can get to that, hey, it's time to run full speed. And then Jaden's full speed's a lot faster. But Marcus is a tremendous ball handler. So some of the zone read stuff, he's good at making the decisions. He's good at pulling the defensive end out. Like, you know, even a guy like Montez Sweat, who's athletic enough to play the dive, play the keep, he can really ride that handoff long enough to make Montez that half step slow that he needs to be, whether he pulls it or gives it. And so there's a lot of really good run game stuff that I think is still on the table with Marcus. In fact, most of it. The question is going to be, what kind of boxes are you seeing? Mm-hmm. Because against Jaden, I don't want to play light boxes, or I don't want to play heavy boxes, because then he's probably going to throw on us, and that's not good. Against Marcus, I'm like, you are not, like, if I'm doing Chicago radio this afternoon, I'm screaming, maybe not screaming, I'm emphatically saying stop the run, stop the run, stop the run, stop the run. I don't care if you got nine guys in the box. If Marcus Mariota beats us, oh, well, I know, look, Terry McLaurin's great, but we got Jalen Johnson. We're going to match him up one-on-one. And if Terry beats Jalen, then, like, congrats on being the first guy to beat Jalen in a long time. Salute have to. If they want to beat us with Noah Brown and Deami Brown and Olamide Zaccheaus on the rest of our guys, okay, we'll lose that way. But they are not running the football on us. And so if that's Jaden Daniels, I am not saying that. And that is like the difference in those two guys on top of their ability to execute whatever. It's like, I think it completely changes the defensive game plan if I'm Chicago. But I am also of the Belichick school that I am adapting my defense week to week to what the offense wants to do and making them beat us another way. Matt Eberflus is much more of a, like, just, this is our defense. We play it really well. We're going to do it. So I think they're going to see a lot of single high, you know, which, again, it's that heavier box, a lot of single high, but they're also going to potentially have to do it. I got to go check the Bears side of the injury report without Jaquan Brisker. So it's going to be dicey for both sides, missing some key guys potentially. And if all of a sudden Jaden's in there, Washington's not really missing anybody but Brandon Coleman. And so that's a pretty significant game changer as well. Chicago potentially without, and actually, let me just go ahead and see if I can find this real quick. Let's see. Bears, have you put out your injury report yet? They put out roster moves. They released a fullback and waived. Oh, they waived Velus Jones, big Hard Knocks star. Bears Friday injury report. Brisker and Gordon are out. So their star nickel and their star safety, both out, concussion and hamstring respectively. That is a big deal for Washington on Sunday. Big deal. When we get back, your predictions. 301-230-0980. It's a finish Friday, and we want to know how you think the game is going to finish on Sunday. 301-230-0980. It's the Hoffman Show on the Team 980 and always live on the free Odyssey app.